21st of August 2017, and a lovely day here in Scotland. It's only a few days now to the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight on Saturday night, Sunday morning. I've got it booked, I'm looking forward to it. So we're just going to chat a wee bit about how I see the fight going and Conor's chances in the fight, obviously. So we'll get to the main question: can Conor beat Mayweather? Of course he can beat him. Obviously I'm a big McGregor fan, so I'm hoping he pulls it off. I think McGregor has to do it in the first 5-6 rounds. Goes beyond that, Mayweather grinds it out, probably gets a points decision or a late knockout. Mayweather's too clever a boxer in the later rounds of fights, so McGregor's really just got to go for it. I think he's got a huge opportunity to shock the world. So yeah, I've got huge respect, though, didn't get me wrong, for Floyd Mayweather. I mean, it's not a case of me just blindly wanting Conor to win, and you know, Mayweather's a fantastic boxer. I've seen a lot of his fights in his later career. I didn't see a lot of the early stuff, but from maybe 40 onwards, 40 fights through his 40 wins onwards up to his 50 or his 49th there, seen a lot of his stuff. He's a very hard guy to hit, but I think the obvious things that McGregor's got in his favour is the style of fighting that he's been used to in the UFC. And boxing was a big part of that, because most of Conor's fights were won in the stand-up, and he can bang, which has been proved when he knocked out Jose Aldo to win the title, and then when he also made history to win a second UFC title in a different weight class and beat Eddie Alvarez. So for me, it's kind of night and day. It's a win-win for Conor, because he's going to make a lot of money if he does get beat. If he gets beat and embarrassed in the first round, yeah, okay, that might not be that great, but it's not going to bother him too much because he's got money. But I don't see that happening. I see if he does lose it, it's going to be later in the fight. And boy, you can always say that it's like Mayweather's game, which is true, because obviously Mayweather came into the UFC arena, he wouldn't stand a chance, even in his prime, unless he was trained up in the mixed martial arts scene. So yeah, the fight, like I say, it's coming up fast now. Looking forward to it. Obviously I'm a big UFC fan. I don't watch as much boxing as what I used to, but the whole build up to this fight was good. I watched all the press conferences earlier last month, and I'm sure the build up to the fight at the weekend is going to be something else, like I say. So yeah, obviously Mayweather's record 49-0, he doesn't get hit very often, but this McGregor's a young guy. He's a double UFC champion. He's not a mug. He's trained hard for this fight. He's not just going to show up there for the money. He's going to try and knock Mayweather out. After the Alfion tours, Mayweather, I respect the guy. I respect the hell of the guy. Like, I respect any fighter. Obviously, you pick a side. Like I say, I'm a big McGregor fan. I followed his career. Like a lot of guys up here in Scotland and obviously Ireland, we want the guy to do well. He's good for the UFC. He's good for sport in general. And make no mistake about it, if he wins this fight, no matter how he does it, he'll be good for boxing as well. Boxing's, in my estimation, in the last 10 years, has kind of fell off the map a wee bit. There's not as many big names in the game anymore, and it's, to be honest, it was getting a bit boring. And along came the UFC, really, especially in the UK, kind of lit the fight game up again in a more kind of wider field, like a wider arsenal of tools, with your jiu-jitsu, boxing, wrestling, karate styles all combined. And you had exciting fighters like Nate Diaz and Clay Wheater, who is one of my favourites, who's just an absolute warrior. Obviously McGregor, who I followed, played through his UFC career. So yeah, I'm rambling on here, I know, I'm driving the work here, so I'm going to get this posted up on Podbean. I've done a podcast for a wee while. I kind of float about between SoundCloud and Spreaker. I've got a YouTube channel as well, MacLad1888. If you type that in YouTube, you'll come across it as well. I've got a blog, a wee Celtic blog there that's doing quite well. Foot Soldiers and WordPress. I'm not going to go through all the addresses and all that kind of stuff. If you put MacLad1888 into the browser, 9 times out of 10, it will come up with all my social media sites. Twitter, etc. But yeah, so I'm firmly in the McGregor corner for the fight on Saturday night, Sunday morning. But like I say, I mean, Mayweather's a good boxer as well, so I'm just going to enjoy it. And to be honest, that's all you can do. You pay your $20, £20, whatever it might be, if you're in the States, it's $20. Or, I think it's mayor out there, obviously, but I'm watching the box office. That's going to be it, guys, for this one. Enjoy the fight. No matter what happens, like I say, it's going to be a spectacle that everybody should really enjoy. Hail, hail, folks, and I shall catch you very, very soon.